If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is I Want My Words to Make You Want, written and read by Tabitha Rain. I almost forgot about my kink. I want my words to make you want. I almost forgot that what I love most in the world is to get you wet or hard or both just by using my words. I'm sitting here in front of the keys, feeling that welling in the pit of my cunt, that small rising, that gentle hint of an almost smile on a potential lover's lips as you catch their eye across the bar. You know the feeling. The intake of breath before the gasp. That one. I'd almost forgotten. I let my fingers roam, imagining all the ways the letters could unfurl and line up again, twisting tendrils of lust through your eyes and ears down, down to your hot sex. Yes, it's that moment I love. The moment where simply consuming the words in front of you is suddenly isn't enough and you have to reach down. Take control and fuck yourself, because in this moment, that's all there is. You glance to the side, checking no one's watching, even though you're all alone. Your gaze flicks to the webcam, a prickle of paranoia that somebody, somewhere, might be recording your every move. You shift in your seat, straining against the fabric of your underwear, heat growing, building, pushing all other thoughts aside until all you can do is reach in and find the molten lava of your need. Fingers sink into your cunt, fists wrap around your cock, thrusting, pummeling, fucking, licking dicks, cunts, cocks, arseholes are all yours to plunder and use until at last your peripheral vision shrinks, sliding you into darkness as your eyelids flutter shut. You hear a sound. It's guttural, breathy. Yours. Yours? Yes. You're falling out and in and through yourself on a different plane of fuck. It's divine. You're flying over the precipice and at once, all at once, bang, you fall. You fall into the sweet oblivion of orgasm. You fall again, back into yourself, eyes screwed shut, jaws clenched and all the sinews and muscles twitching and spasming with the sweet relief of a hot, hard, shuddering climax. You keep your eyes closed a little longer as you uncurl yourself, unwrap your soul from your sex and notice the room around you. Sinking back into the place you began, you notice your body, still trembling, but satisfied and wrung out. Fists unclench, legs release, head tips. And you're back. Eyes flicker open, getting used to the glow of the screen where my words still throb, calling your name, beckoning you again into their world of fuck. If you'd like to read more from me, head to tabitharain.com, or to hear more sexy stories read aloud, visit girlonthenet.com/audioporn.